All right, let's start it up. Get ready, everybody. We're rolling. We're rolling. Are we rolling? We're rolling. Rolling. We are rolling, people. Stand by. And action!
Oh, those Wolfies, we love them. They're keeping their spirits up, aren't they, huh? The Wolf Brewing Company's spirits, if you know what I mean. They're howling, they're in good voice. You are too, people. We're hearing from so many of you. Thank you. This is hour number four. We've never said that before, have we? Hour number four of the All Request and Dedication Program. I'm calling it using that goofy long word, the stupid little word called valedictory, because I can't bring myself to say farewell, because this is a celebration, not a funeral, not a wake, a celebration of your love and concern and support over the years. So it's a celebration of gratitude to you and a celebration of hope. We have hope. We do indeed. We've got lots of people working on finding a way maybe to reconstitute, get this station back on the air when it goes dark. Maybe. And if that can't be possible, at least taking this program somewhere else where you can hear us. And, you know, our family will move with us, all of you. We are family. There's no doubt about it. There's no us and them, Bobby, is there?
That's correct.
We're all together. We're all together.
Make sure all the folks know that they can go to the Wolf Brewing Company page, the Facebook page, and hit like when you go there, and they will keep you up to date on all our whereabouts.
Let's say that one more time, Bobby, would please.
Yep. Okay. Go to the Facebook page, the Wolf Brewing Company Facebook page. Hit the like button, like the Wolf Brewing Company Facebook, and then you'll get all the details. They'll stay on top of all the details of where we end up, the progress that we're making, all kinds things like that. So you'll know where we're going to be.
We will literally keep you posted because we want this family to stay together, don't we?
It'll be a clearinghouse of information.
It will. That's a good way to put it. Thanks, Bob, for that. Bob, yes, Bob Jurek, my great good friend. We met at Channel 5 at the All News Channel over there, which was a satellite news operation. Not as big as CNN, but I think some days we had some pretty good newscasts out there.
Precursor to CNN.
And they went around the country and into the Caribbean, up into Canada. I think Canada blocked us for a while, the signal. That's okay. I love the Canadians. But that's where Bobby was the 10 o'clock producer. He was the quarterback of the 10 o'clock television newscast that went out nationwide and even beyond, and I had the honor to be the 10 o'clock anchor.
Yeah, we sort of teamed up there, too.
We did. We've been friends ever since. It was just serendipitous. It was just a happenstance. It was maybe there's more to it, Bobby, that there was some unseen hand that brought us back together.
That's right.
Here at KLBB, and together we have clicked. We have great chemistry. We're friends. That's why.
That's right.
We're
friends.
Nobody is trying to top the other guy.
Right.
We, as far as I'm concerned, Bob is an absolute equal partner in this enterprise. He is a major cog in the wheel here. As I've often said, he some days actually is the wheel.
Well, what makes us a good team is that you do certain things that you're good at, and I do things that I'm good at, and they're both different things.
They are. They are different things, and they mesh very nicely. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, folks. Thank you. You have become our friend. We have expanded our friendship circle. It is so big.
Oh.
It is not only regional, local regional, but national and international. We're not bragging. It's just because of technology that you can get on your computer and take us with you wherever you go. And we have regular listeners all over the world, as well as the nation. So here we are. We're 39 degrees. What's the deal with that, Bobby? We lost a degree from last hour.
We lost a degree.
Okay. 305. I'm feeling the warmth, though. I'm feeling the love here from you, folks.
I think the next guy that we talk to might be able to tell us about 39 degrees.
Let's do that. Well, I wonder who's on the line here. Good afternoon. With whom are we speaking, please?
Hi, Stan. This is Dave.
Dave Dahl, my buddy. Oh, what a surprise, David. Thank you.
What a friend you've been to me, Stan.
You to me, David. Oh, I think back to those days when we did that Channel News thing together. What do we have? Joe Schmidt and, gosh. David, I remember you actually were not on the air when you started there. You were part of a huge Channel 5 weather department.
We had nine.
Nine people. And you said, I don't want to be on the air. I'm a meteorologist, and goodness knows you are a great one. And one day, a happy happening that you got to go on the air, and people have taken to you. You are a member of the family, David. You're the only one who has the credibility I look for when it comes to the weather.
Now,
and plus a sweet guy. You are off the air what you are on the air. And I take to people like that. Bobby, you know yeah. David. Mm-hmm. David, how many, well, we celebrated your, what anniversary?
40th year.
I have the honor to do a little squib on you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, the kind words that you gave me. And
David,
they're
sincere words, too. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. I just have to say a big thank you for being my mentor and helping me. You know, when I first started, you were the guy that taught me the ropes.
Well,
and I can't say enough about that, because it really, really meant a lot to me then, and it still means a lot to me now.
And that flows both ways, David. And this is not a mutual admiration society. We really do feel this. We are good friends, and we really are. I heard from Jason Davis a little while ago, too, David. He called in.
That's awesome.
What a joy. We're still a big family. We're a family of friends. Channel 5 is very special, and I'm so glad you're still on the air doing doing what you do so well. David, what's the forecast for today?
the forecast that you gave there in KLBV was actually right spot on.
Okay.
40 degrees was the high, and now we're dropping, as she said, and we're going to get a little snow. And this is, you know, so unusual to get a little snow this late in the season.
Yeah.
But we do. You know, this is Minnesota.
I noticed that as having been a lifer here. David, how much snow are we going to get?
Just an inch, probably, or maybe two on grassy areas. I think the heaviest is going to be north of, say, the Brainerd line. They're going to get somewhere in that 7 to 8 inch range up there. But that's, you know, that's Minnesota.
Bobby, can you believe that? We're getting a weather forecast from the guy.
I know. I love this.
That is so superb.
Anytime. You know, Stan, you're such a professional all the time. I remember one thing, though, that you may chuckle at. The holiday parties that we had.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember one time you were dressed. You're always dressed to the hilt. You had the tux on, and we were having some fun.
Oh, I know where you're going.
And I think you jumped in the pool.
I did.
I forget the venue that was at. Do you remember which venue that
was? Yeah,
I do.
It was then called the Radisson Hotel in St. Paul at Kellogg and 4th Street.
Yes.
And my tux, actually it was a suit that I had just, you know, I saved up my money and had it specially made.
It was awesome.
And it shrunk two sizes. And, I'm so glad you brought that up and put that out for public.
I do. You're always such a professional.
I wasn't that night, but I sure got wet and had fun.
We had our fun, yeah.
We did
for
have
sure.
our fun, and we're still doing it. David, I don't think you're too far from us here. One of these days, my friend, we've got to get together and have some lunch and share some memories. David,
for sure.
Thank you so much for being who you are and what you do for all of us here. You are just a gem, a sterling. You make us proud to be in the broadcasting business.
Oh, right back at you, Stan.
Thank you, David.
I'm gonna miss you. So stay in contact.
Well, if you know anybody with shekels that jingled in their pocket, David. Seriously, David, we're gonna try to bring this thing back some way.
That would be awesome.
All right.
Well, you can see from all the love that
it's out there.
Do well.
Thank you, and you're part of it, David Dahl. Thank you so much. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Well, folks, not only got to hear a great guy. You got the forecast
free of charge
from the expert.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Bobby, thanks for arranging that and putting David on the air. That's
David
wonderful.
David called in. Yeah, David. I didn't arrange anything.
David. What a guy. What a guy. 3:10 right now. Boy, we don't ever say that, do we, on the show? It's 3:10 in the afternoon. Bobby, you've got your... What was it? Walter Cronkite used to be known as Iron Pants because he could stay in the anchor chair during breaking news for 3, 4, 5 hours.
Uh-huh.
And I thought you were going to bail out for a little while, but you're staying right in there, aren't
Chris is standing by, though.
Yeah, he is.
So
in case you faint, we've got paramedics standing by.
Right.
And so far, so good, brother. You've got stamina.
Thank you. Yep.
You've got talent. You've got it all, and you got stamina, too. I have what I don't have here is what we're going to play next. You know?
Well, we have a Buddy Holly song in the queue, Brown Eyed Handsome.
I love it. Let it rip. There we go. Kind of tequila there at the end. That is Buddy Holly doing a marvelous job uncovering a Chuck Berry song, Brown-Eyed Handsome Man. We got some brown-eyed beautiful women with us in the studio. We're going to be talking to them in just a moment. We have another wonderful lady on the line right now we're going to speak to right here and now at 3:13 in the afternoon, hour number 4 of the Wolf Brewing Company. Good afternoon. With whom are we speaking, please?
This is Jamie.
Jamie, I think I recognize that voice.
Yeah.
Jamie, identify yourself further, if you would, please.
How would we know you?
How would we know you?
I need a closing market report for Bonnie Bakke of Edward Jones.
Of Edward Jones, that's right. She's the local Stillwater representative.
We hear you giving your market reports,
mm-hmm.
don't we? Nice of you to call in. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We love hearing from you, and you just wanted to wish us a happy Friday and a happy closing day, right?
I did. It's sad.
Yes.
But I will not get to talk to you guys every single day. It's been a huge part of my life for the last 6 years.
It has been. It's been very nice talking to you and Bonnie
every
both.
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
Yes.
Well, I'll make you a deal. I'll make you a deal if and when, I think, when we come back. We're going to invite you back, okay? You're going to be part of the family.
Absolutely.
Is that a good deal?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Got a deal.
All right, Jamie. Thanks for checking in.
Sweet of you. Thank you so much, dear.
All right.
We'll catch you down the road a piece, okay? All right.
Bye.
See you, Jamie.
Now, the aforementioned beautiful brown-eyed ladies are waiting to talk on the radio right now. Bobby, you know, old bit about people behind the scenes making an enterprise go.
Uh-huh.
These two ladies have not always been behind the scenes, but they spend a lot of their time there making the station go. But they would pop up on the air, fortunately, a lot of the time, too. And they are just dear friends of ours. You know Jenna. She was working with me on the show yesterday, Bobby, when your jalopy broke down.
Yes.
Your 1958 Edsel. And Sarah. Sarah
Super
and Jenna used to sit out front here together and did marvelous things together, didn't
you? Oh, we certainly tried.
Jenna,
when we weren't gabbing.
No. Jenna's still been with us, right, since. And Sarah, you peeled off and left us a couple of years ago. We missed you greatly.
Thank you.
Your humor, your good work, your professionalism, the whole thing. And it's so lovely to see you. And who's that little lady in your lap right
this
there?
This is my daughter, Sophia.
Are you Sophie's choice then, Sarah? Would that be correct to say?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Sophie's
I'm her
choice.
Favorite.
I know. Sure. Yeah, right. Yeah. You're her only mother, I would guess. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Sophie. Nice of you to come by, dear.
Oh,
you did a couple of liners where it's, I'd like to smack that guy in the mouth.
Yeah, punch
in the
him
face.
In the face.
Punch him in the face. Yeah, thanks, Sophie.
With Stan.
Yeah,
he's going to find
it. I think we're going to find it, dear.
Sophia was so scared.
You're
when
so
Bob
scared?
Wanted her to say that.
Yeah.
She looked at me, I'm like, it's okay, you're just joking.
You know what, Sarah? I'm so scared, too, when Bobby asked me to say something,
Does
too.
He?
But I summon up the courage to do it. Do we hear
I like
hear
to
Sophie?
Punch that guy in the face.
Yeah. What?
Can I? Thanks, Sophie. Yeah. That was beautiful. She's smiling now.
Yeah.
Can we play it again, Bobby, one more time?
I like to punch that guy in the face.
Yeah.
Oh,
and, of course, she was talking about me. Sophie, such sweet sentiments. Thank you so much. Well, Sarah, you left to go to, what, a law firm. Is that right? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you do? Do you wear a lawsuit to work?
No.
Okay. All right. I just thought I'd try that
but
one
up. That was good.
Thanks, Sarah. Thank you, Jenna.
That.
Okay.
Do
you miss this stuff, though?
Do I do.
Yeah.
It's fun.
You're very good on the air. We had a lot of fun together. And I'm thinking, you know, when you went away, you had to go away for good reasons, you know.
Yeah.
But every day. And Jenna, you're going to be trailing off elsewhere, too,
for
a while until we snag you back
That's
again.
That's right. I'll be right back in the seat. You betcha.
I
just want to publicly thank Sarah. Sarah was here for 12 years, and I would only be as good as I am today because of all of her help.
Oh.
And she, everybody says it's me that carries the station. It was really Sarah, and I just love and thank
it's
her for
it. It's both of you.
Yes.
Well, she came back.
We still get calls.
we still get calls for you.
Sarah.
Yeah, for Super Saver Sarah. That's right.
We do. You've made a very positive mark, Sarah, and it's no mystery about that at all. And Jenna, the same thing,
exactly.
too. So we have been blessed. We are a small staff, but we are, and myself excluded, we are a quality staff, really.
Yourself included.
People doing the work of 20 other people do it here, just one person. And for some reason, it really works well. You know, qualitatively, you know, I've got to say my colleagues are tops.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They absolutely are.
Hey.
There's so few of us here. But, you know, when we lost Sarah, we thought, how are we going to do it? But Jenna stepped right in, and, you know, she's filled that gap and done it. And I know, Sarah, you're proud of her for doing that, too. And we're proud of you, too. And
we
miss you so much.
No. Well, thank you. And
maybe
I wouldn't have
if
left.
And when we get the thing going again, we might lure you away from that,
yeah, that's
that
right.
dreaded
yank
law
away.
Firm
that's
and,
right.
you know, get you back over with us, Sarah.
It is more fun here. But
yeah, it is.
Sometimes you just got to pay the bills.
Paying the bills is nice, too, isn't it? Your song, the one that used to get you up on the
goodness.
Bobby,
I'm
maybe
so
you do have it.
Well, yes!
We've got some desktop space here right now. This is Sarah's song. Let her rip, Bobby.
Mustang Sally. Sally. Subtle as a flamethrower there. Wilson Wicked Pickett there with his one of his big, big hits, Mustang Sally, Sarah's favorite. What does that do to you when you hear that thing, Sarah?
It just makes me want to move.
You go haywire, don't
do.
You,
wow.
Huh? Wow, do that again, Jenna.
Wow!
That's it, Wilson Pickett. Hey. You got him down cold. That's it, folks. Oh, man. We're having a good time here. As I said, we're not hanging crepe. We're not in the doldrums. We're not going to do that to ourselves or to you. We are celebrating your wonderful support over the years, and we're hoping and praying that we can somehow, some way, not too far down the line, get this thing up and running. We want to keep moving that ball forward, don't
That's right.
we? And you've been with us, and we're hearing so much. My goodness, Bobby, we've got crowd control. Don't tell the fire marshal how many people we have in the station right now. They'll shut us down prematurely. Huh? We'll take a break here. It's 3:22. We have 39 degrees.
You are listening to the All Request Show with Stan Turner.
We got the old tunes, the new tunes, the show tunes, the blue tunes, the greatest music in town, but we never play it.
Weekdays, noon to 2 on KLBB.
Stan is playing your song. Thanks for listening to the Wolf Brewing Company All Request and Dedication Show on Club 1220 KLBB.
George Carlin's talking about the wrong station there. We played them because you wanted to hear them, and it was our pleasure, our joy to play them for you, folks. Stan Turner here, Bobby J there. It's 3:24. Yep, we're in our fourth hour here of the show, and a very special edition for obvious reasons. You know, Bobby, inspiration is a huge, huge thing in our human lives. When you're inspired in a positive way by somebody to kind of reach inside yourself and do something maybe you thought you couldn't do, then it's a very, very big gift. Such a gift was given to me and to all of us by a guy named Bob DeFloris, a wonderful, wonderful human being, a guy who grew up in Hollywood across the street from Ozzie and Harriet, David and Ricky, who developed an absolute love of film, of cinematography, of the movies, all of the rest of it. A man who knows the subject inside and out and makes it so fun for all of us. Bob DeFloris, I'm so delighted to call you a friend, a special friend, what you've meant to me personally and to the station over the years. You are the one who gave me the idea to tell people, like you do with movies, tell us about the song. Tell us, as you do with movies, why was it made and who wrote it and what inspired it and what are some of the crazy things that happened behind the scenes that we didn't know about. And you have regaled audiences for years, enriching their viewing of films, as we hope we have done or tried to do with music. And Bob, I have no way to thank you adequately, but all I can say is thank you, dear friend. You're the best.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all those wonderful shows that you've done over the years, and that brought a lot of joy and actually memories to a lot of people, because I feel in this day and age that we're living in with all this turmoil going on, people are wanting to, you know, go back in time, listen to some of the good songs, the good that some of the composers wrote many years ago. And you know, one of the interesting things I think about your show is you play all through the years, the 50s, the 40s, the 30s. So anyone that calls in with their request can take a song from 1933 or popular song from the 50s and what have you. So it covers all the different, you know, decades, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And what's nice about it, even though a lot of the seniors grew up with a lot of these songs, you're also educating the younger generation to some of the popular music of the past. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is really, really needed today. People come up after a show and tell me, oh, sir, I was in tears. It was just wonderful tonight. When you hear those kind of things, and you've done such a wonderful job digging out all the information and all the on the charts, where the song was on the charts, what year it was made. And I think people really want to know more about something than just, oh, we're going to play for you right now this song by Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. So you've given it that touch of class, and I'll be very honest with you. You're the Cadillac of putting together one of the best shows.
Yeah. Bobby, thank you.
On radio.
Bobby, thank you so much. Bob, listening to you give your pre-movie talks over at the Heights Theater.
Excuse me.
The Heights Theater. Before a movie like Casablanca, Bob gets up and tells us what to look for, the backstories, all of that.
I had a cough here a second.
Yeah, and when we see the movie unfold before our eyes.
Okay, I'm okay now.
Yeah, okay. When we see that movie unfold before our eyes, it's so much more meaningful because you have told us what went into it, what to look for, that sort of thing. So it makes the watching, the viewing experience so much more rich. And I thought, why not do that with music too? So it works both ways, and we all like to connect. You're right. You know, we maybe are in the business here of nostalgia, but that's a very good thing. You mentioned the music of the 30s, 40s, 50s, yeah. You know, a lot of kids today, Bob, I go to some rock and roll revival programs, and you'll see teenagers out on the dance floor, and they know the lyrics of Jerry Lee Lewis and Chuck Berry and Elvis. They know this music is new to them, and they love it. They do.
Well, and a lot of them, Stan, are starting to even dress in the old clothes.
Yeah, they are.
That's right. You know, at the prom ballroom when we had Cab Calloway there, they came in vintage, you know, dress.
Yes, they do.
Young people.
That's right.
So they're really into the dancing and the music and all those wonderful songs that you've played. And I always tell you that all those shows you've done should be put into a time capsule, actually, because they're done so well.
Well, thank you.
And
thank
somebody you. 50 years from now opens a time capsule, and, geez, it's like... It's the best thing you could ever do with music, actually.
Bob, thanks for your talents, thanks for your friendship, and thanks for being such an inspiration. You are just the gold standard. I can't wait to see you, and we'll see you soon, too. The Vaughn brothers are here. John's been on the show with you and me when we were talking about movies on my Saturday show. John actually was in TV soap operas. He was an actor, too. And so,
that's right.
What a rich history.
General Hospital.
Yeah, General Hospital. So, Bob, I can't wait to see you. It'll be soon. You're a treasure. Thank you so much for taking time today to jump on the air with us.
Well, I mean everything I say.
I know you.
Sorry
do.
For the cough.
That's quite all right. We do coughs here too.
Throat that's real dry.
That's
but,
okay. I understand.
Anyway, I've got over it now.
You're fine. So you sound great. Thank you, Bob, for all those wonderful expressions, and we'll see you soon, my friend. Okay.
Okay.
All
take
right.
care, Stan.
Thank you. You too. Bob DeFlorest there, Mr. Movies. What he knows about movies, you know, he's forgotten about movies, you know, more than I'll ever know. And that's true. He's just an amazing guy. And he's rescued movies, too, from the dumpster, Bobby. We'll go through that.
Maybe. Yes.
But we want to keep moving forward. What do we want to do today?
We have another friend of yours named Bob. Bob, you spoke with last night. His last name starts with a G.
Yes.
And he wants to hear a Beach Boys song.
What would that song be?
Sail On, Sailor.
Oh, I like it. Can we play it?
There we go.
Sure. I get the feeling that song is called Sail On, Sailor, don't you, Bobby, huh? And doing that, well, you've got a banana in your mouth, man. You've got a banana in
remember
your ear.
All,
you do, you do. Vitamin K. We're being powered by 5,000 watts of power and bananas, too. Who did that song? Beach
that
Boys?
Was the Beach Boys.
It didn't sound like
it. It didn't,
and,
yeah, I know. It
and
wasn't
our request, our requester, Robert? Who
was Bob, a friend of yours. Bob, his last name starts with a G, said he spoke with you last night.
He did indeed, Bob G. Thank you very much, Bob. Appreciate that. Well, we've got so many wonderful people stepping up to the plate, Bobby, on our behalf. Not the least of whom is Todd Streeter, a guy who is synonymous with good things, doing good deeds, a great public servant here, headed up the Stillwater Chamber, Area Chamber of Commerce, I should say. It goes beyond Stillwater, doesn't it, Todd?
That's correct, yeah.
You have been a great friend of this radio station over the years.
Well,
you've
thank
got
you.
You've got your own operation going. And more to the point, you've got a marvelous idea to help maybe inject some life into this thing after tomorrow night. So why don't you tell us what you've got here, please?
Well, I think all of us are very, very sad to understand the circumstances of why this, you know, situation is occurring, but we're all, like you say, eternal optimists, right?
And one not foolish optimists, but eternal is not bad. I'll
well,
take that.
Eternal. So one never knows, right? What circumstances may change down the road, be it short term or mid term, whatever that might mean. But from my standpoint, specifically, you know, I listened to KLBB have for the last 20 years, even before I moved out to this area, and I just want to, you know, hope everyone has an opportunity to basically reach out to the station and perhaps, you know, provide their contact information so if something should transpire to where we want to reach back to our listeners, that we can do that effectively. So I think Jenna is working on something for the website, which I understand will be up even after Saturday.
The KLBB radio website will be up after we go off the rare airwaves.
That's what I've been told,
okay,
yes. So that gives everyone an opportunity to still check in all of next week and literally look for that spot that's going to say, hey, you know, how can I stay in contact with you guys? And, you know, just plot in your information, real simple. It's real easy to do. And that gives everybody or anyone involved in this process after Saturday to ideally and hopefully be able to reach back to all of you and say, hey, here's what's transpiring, or here's an update on the process or the progress, and, you know, here's what's being kicked around and how we could maybe do something, and let people step up to the plate and generate more support.
That's marvelous. Kind of a two-prong approach here. Mm-hmm. What you just described, and also you know them well, very well, the ladies at Wolf Brewing Company.
Absolutely.
They are availing part of their Facebook page, too, as a kind of a community billboard where we can keep you, our wonderful friends, our listeners, posted as to what might be happening. We can't make any promises right now. There's nothing concrete, but we have lots of optimism and hope in our breasts, and we want to transform that into reality if we can, Todd. And the first thing to do is keep in touch with our family here, our listeners.
It's the listeners that are, it's everything.
They're everything.
Listeners
they
make the station.
They are the reason whatever success we've had is because of them, and we know that.
Well, and we know there's a lot of listeners that don't live in our area, you know, via internet and even in other countries, as you've pointed out well over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, just even the greater Stillwater area community has been a huge supporter of this station. And, you know, they're losing something in this situation as well. So it's not just the listeners, it's the actual community here in the greater Stillwater area. So we're hoping that something can happen. Who knows what it would be or what it looks like, but if something does happen, we want to go back to the very, very first set of important people, which is our listeners, listeners here.
Couldn't have put it better. With people like you, that's why I have so much optimism. You know, you and I have talked about this, not foolish optimism, but solid optimism, too. Thank you for coming forward, offering to do this, and I don't have the words again to thank you. I'm running out. I'm supposed to be a word guy, and I just can't do it today. You know how much I appreciate, and we all appreciate what you do.
Well, it takes a community to make a community, and so it takes everybody. So hopefully everyone chips in and makes themselves known.
Todd Streeter, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Tim. My friend.
Appreciate
it. Bobby, let's take a breather here, shall we?
Yep.
Back in a minute.
You are listening to the All Request Show with Stan Turner.
Nobody can do the shingling. Nobody can do the boogaloo. Nobody can do the Philly like I do.
Weekdays, noon to 2 on KLBB.
Call 651-275-1220. The Wolf Brewing Company. All Request and Dedication Show with Stan Turner is on Club 1220 KLBB.
Who was that braggart, Bob? Oh. I'm sorry about the feedback. That's the kind of feedback we don't want.
Or negative feedback.
That guy doing the, you know,
the
saying
boogaloo.
He's the best. We don't do it.
I can't.
Anyway, folks, thanks for being with us. Nice to hear Todd Streeter there.
Yeah.
And this guy knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And we're going to he's going to help us create a way for us to stay in touch, all
right,
of us.
Right, yeah.
And that is primary right now. It really is. So thanks to him. So many people are stepping up to the plate with a great big bat. And, you know, we're going to try and hit that ball out of the park here.
And one other thing I thought of, too, is if folks want to get onto our website, send us an email through that website with their email. You know, that might we keep all those emails and have a base of which to draw from when we notify people.
Correct. And I understand that our website, as we just heard Todd say, will be up through next week. Is that right?
Right. Yep.
Okay. Maybe beyond that. We'll see. But next week for sure, folks. So please do jump on there. And Robert, you're going to have to tell me what follows now.
Well, we have heard from Eileen in St. Paul. She's enjoying the show. She wants to hear Mel Carter do a song.
Oh, lovely. Let's do it.
Told me.
That's a wonderful request there. And again, I love the lyrics and the sentiments there. I like the word if we ever separate. So that means there is hope, folks. Yes. Right. Mel Carter from 19, big hit for him, top 10 hit. Mel Carter, not to be confused with the current St. Paul mayor, Melvin Carter. Right. Different guy. Right. Different guy. And our requester again, Bobby, who is that, please?
Let me think.
You've got 10,000.
Eileen in St. Paul.
Eileen, thank you. Lovely.
I have another request that just poured in from Pat Mancini at Mancini.
Pat, thank you. Bobby, you know Mancini's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everybody knows Mancini's. John and Pat run a wonderful institution. Their father, Nick, would be so proud, was proud of them. Nick's gone now, but John and Pat. Pat, does he have a request?
He does.
Well, it's the least we can do, Patrick, is play this for you.
In the sky.
That appropriate, beautiful request from Pat Mancini of the Mancinis on West 7th Street, the Char House over there. Such wonderful people, a magnet, like places like Gallivan's used to be. This is where you go to really feel that special connection to St. Paul and to Minnesota. Pat, thank you. Neil Young singing Long May You Run. I love the sentiment there. John Vaughn, a great, great friend of KLBB, a great friend of Bob DeFloris. John, we just talked about him just a bit ago, and he's sounding good. Coughing spell, but he got over it.
I heard that.
John, we talked about you in the course of our chat with Bob.
Good.
You are from here, but you appeared on a TV soap as an actor, on-screen actor.
Yeah? I did, from 1980, not daily, but 1983 to about 1989. Okay.
What was your role? General Hospital.
Okay. General Hospital. It finally, after many different trials, it worked out to be Sergeant John Cooperman.
Sergeant John Cooperman.
When they did the Cop Shop theme.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, a lot of you will remember that. That was that good-looking guy, John Vaughn.
Luke and Laura, did you know them?
He doesn't have the headphones on. Okay. Luke and Laura, did you know
Luke
them?
And Laura, yes. Matter of fact, my first show where they had me be a doorman was opposite Laura.
Okay.
And it was her last show.
Okay.
Wow. She was going to go off and be a movie star, which didn't happen.
It didn't happen, yeah.
And then she came back about 1989, and that was the end of me.
Is that Jeannie Francis?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, he knows the stuff, doesn't he, John?
I know my soap operas, yeah.
Absolutely. Not bad for a woman I only saw once. But John, she came back, and they went back to the old storyline, and so that was the end of Cop Shop.
Oh, boy. Well, Johnny, I guess we're going away for a while. I hope it's only a while.
I hope you're going to get back real quick because we're going to miss you.
Thank you. I hope you found something of value in the station over the years. You've been a great supporter.
Oh, I'll tell you, I said it before, I'll say it again. Just one complaint with the show is that I don't get anything done. I'm listening to the show.
Some days we don't either. But we sure do have a wealth of friends out there.
You do.
I call it our great, big, and growing family, and we love them all. You can see why. You've been around here today, John. You've been here since before the show started.
This is very impressive. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. And we all, we just owe everything to the folks out there, our wonderful sponsors and friends like you and your brother Jim out there and just the whole host of people who've come up to wish as well and say, hey, let's keep this train a-chugging. And so we'll try to get her back on the rails.
Absolutely.
Okay, brother.
Absolutely.
Thank you. John Vaughn, thank you so much. And Bobby,
take a
break. Back in
Dear Stan, Bobby, Jenna, and the whole gang at KLBB, this is Joni Bean again. Only this time, this is going to be the most unusual request you'll ever receive, I'm sure. As the next chapter in your lives is awaiting you, we here and hundreds of listeners across the world are saddened by your leaving us. It is almost like a death in our families. Please allow all of us to have our own pity party and play for us. You light up my life for the good times, and so long, it's been good to know you. We love you, we'll miss you, and wish you many blessings as you have blessed our life. Hope to see you soon around town, and keep praying that we're going to work this out. Thanks very much, and love your program as always.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over.
I know I've often said this, a certain artist and a certain song, a perfect marriage. Could anybody do that song better, more heartfelt than Ray Price? I don't think so. Kris Kristofferson wrote that gem. He recorded it. Kris is a great talent. But until this great country singer, Ray Price, got a hold of it, you know, you just couldn't get the best out of you. And we got the best out of Ray Price on that one. A country hit, number one, and crossed over onto the pop charts, too. So, Bobby, what a beautiful thing.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Do we have a Nat King Cole song
we
here?
We do, from Anonymous.
Anonymous, mm-hmm. We love you. Mr. or Miss, whomever you are, we thank you so much. I think this is pretty appropriate for the mm-hmm. moment, too. Nat King Cole, a Charlie Chaplin composed song. Lovely.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking, is still worthwhile. If you just smile.
Yes, Nat King Cole, beautiful Charlie Chaplin. Charlie wrote the music to that song. Let's see, Modern Times is the movie from which that comes, a long time ago. And a guy named John Turner, good last name there, wrote the lyrics for it a couple of years later. Huh? So there you go, that's it. Wow. Thanks. Who was our requester on that one, Bobby?
That was Anonymous.
Anonymous, yeah, that's right. Okay, right. I'm not feeling anonymous at all right now. We're feeling the love. You are too, Bobby, and this wonderful group of folks we've got. We've got Jenna Hu standing right there. Now, Jenna, how are we doing? Are you going to prop me up here in the last, Go ahead and talk.
I'm doing okay.
Are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Have you been feeling the love out there today, huh?
Yep. I absolutely have been, yeah. It's amazing how many people have come up and just to say hi and to wish us well.
Have we had enough camera crews up here, or do we want more?
We could take about two more.
Okay. We're still waiting for the BBC to show up. They're always running late, but they have a long way to come, too, don't they?
Queen's House.
The Queen's House. That's it. Oh, mercy. Bobby, where are we on the clock right now? Is it time to say it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, folks, here we are. You know, I love history and vintage photographs. And Dan Smith here, our owner and operator, has a wonderful photograph on his office wall here, just down the hall, taken in 1890. This station here, this McCusick building, which houses KLBB, was built in 1880, and the photograph Dan has on his wall was taken 10 years later after it opened. So, 1890. And, Bobby, I look on the second floor, the right-hand windows, that 1890, and it's... How could it be? What a miracle it was that 123 years later, how could you know that this glorious enterprise, KLBB, would come along? And it's glorious because of you folks. But who would know? Who could know? And every time I've got a copy of that photograph, I had mine made even bigger than his, and it's glorious. And I'm always going to look at that. And, you know, there we are up there.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
So, folks, until we meet again, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with us. Bye-bye. KLBB Radio, Stillwater, Minneapolis, and St. Paul. And from all of us to all of you.
Thanks for the memory.